ओम अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशैलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साऽवधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरम्। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरमः। नानाशास्त्रविचारणैकनिपुणौ सद्धर्मसंस्थापकौ लोकानां हितकारिण्यौ त्रिभुवने मान्यौ शरण्यकरौ श्रीराधाकृष्णपदारविन्दभजनानन्देन मत्तालिकौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुजुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशः गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today is disappearance day of two Vaishnava acharyas. First, Srila Jiva Goswami, who is one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and Srila Jagadish Pandit. As Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked question to Ramananda Rai, Dukkha Madhye Kono Dukkha हरे गुरु तर। महाप्रभु आस्क्ड क्वेश्चन टू रामानंद राय व्हिच इज द टॉपमोस्ट मिजरेबल कंडीशन फॉर ए वैष्णव। रामानंद राय गिव आंसर वैष्णव विच्छेद दुख बिना दुख नहीं यार। हु इन ए ग्रेट वैष्णव डिसअपीयर्स फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड एंड एंटर नित्यलीला एंड बिकॉज we did not get his association anymore. So, to that situation, when one Vaishnava enter Nityalila, that is the most miserable condition for for a Vaishnava. Just like in this song also, Narottama Das Thakur says, I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of wonderful qualities? At the same time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave his opinion. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living, still in sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living, try to spread holy name around. So, that's why the disappearance of a Vaishnava is giving both pleasure and also pain. Because we miss his association. That's why it is very painful condition for us. At same time, he entered Nitya Lila and also engaged in Lord's eternal service there. That's why Acharyas gave opinion, different opinion, like Narottama Das Thakur and Ramananda Rai, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vaishnava never die. As long as he is living in this world, he is preaching the holy name. And again, when he entered Nitya Lila, then again also there he engaged in service of the Lord. So, today, we'll discuss this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita with Srila Prabhupada's purport. First verse is connected with Jiva Goswami. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilela, chapter 10, branches of the Chaitanya tree. This is a text 85. In purport, Prabhupada gave detail about Jiva Goswami. Text 85. तार मध्य रूप सनातन बड़ शाखा अनुपम जीव राजेन्द्रादि उपशाखा तार मध्य रूप सनातन बड़ शाखा अनुपम जीव राजेन्द्रादि उपशाखा तार मध्य रूप सनातन बड़ शाखा अनुपम जीव राजेन्द्रादि उपशाखा एंड अनदर वर्स इज रिटन from about Jagadish Pandit from Adilala 11th chapter, the expansions of Lord Nityananda, text 30. Jagadish Pandit hai jagat pavana Krishna premamrita varse jena varsaghana जगदीश पंडित है जगत पावन कृष्ण प्रेमामृत वर्षे जेन वर्षा घन जगदीश पंडित पावन कृष्ण प्रेमामृत वर्षे जेन वर्षा घन एनीवन चांट लाइक टू चांट जस्ट टू तार मध्य रूप सनातन बड़ शाखा अनुपम जीव राजेन्द्रादि उपशाखा जगदीश पंडित है जगत पावन अमृत वर्षे जेन तार मध्य रूप सनातन बड़ शाखा अनुपम जीव राजेन्द्रादि बड़ सखा जगदीश पंडित है जगत पावन कृष्ण प्रेमामृत वर्षे जेन घन Any Matajis? Taramadhi Rupasanatana Bada Sakha. तार मध्ये रूप सनातन बड़ शाखा जगदीश पंडित है जगत पावन कृष्ण प्रेमामृत वर्षे जेन वर्षा घन. So first we'll discuss about the first verse that is connected with Jiva Goswami translation. Among these branches, Rupa and Sanatan were principal. Anupama, Jiva Goswami and others headed by Raja were their sub branches. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the Gaura Ganadesa Deepika 195 verse, it is said that Srila Jiva Goswami was formerly Bilas Manjari Gopi. From his very childhood, Jiva Goswami was greatly fond of Srimad Bhagavatam. He later came to Navadip to study Sanskrit, and following in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he circumambulated the entire Navadip Dham. After visiting Navadip Dham, he went to Banaras to study Sanskrit under Madhusudan Vachaspati, and after finishing his studies in Banaras, he went to Vrindavan and took shelter of his uncle Sri Rupa and Sanatan. This is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar. As far as our information goes, Srila Rupa Goswami composed and edited at least 25 books. They are all very much celebrated, and they are listed as follows: Hari Namamita Vyakarana Sutra Malika, Dhatu Sangraha, Swatsav, Sri Sankalpa Kalpadrama, Bhavartha Dipika, Bhavartha Suchaka Champu Gopala Tapinitika, Commentary on Brahma Sangita, Commentary on Bhakti Rasamita Sindhu, Commentary on Ujjal Nilamani, Commentary on Yogasara Stava, Commentary on Gayatri Mantra, like this in many, about 25 literatures about Gopala Champu and Sat Sandarbha, like this is 25 literatures Prabhupada mentioned. So Jiva Goswami is well known as a scholar. He is specifically well known as a scholar, and after that, in those days, in entire India, it's very rare to find a scholar like Jiva Goswami. He defeated even many digvijayis. Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai. So, Jiva Goswami, according to Bhakti Ratnakara, about why Jiva Goswami appeared in 1513 AD, and he lived in this material world up to 1598 AD, about 85 years. 20 years he lived in his village, in his home, and 65 years he lived in Braja, in Vrindavan. He resided about 65 years. Some says no, about 1511 he appeared, and in between, after 20 years, he spent 2 years in Banaras also, learning Sanskrit and some philosophy from Madhusudan Vachaspati. Anyhow, Jiva Goswami is son of Anupam Vallabh, the younger brother of Rupa and Sanatan. Revati and Kumaradev, they five son and one daughter, and they are living in Akla Chandradip or Ramkeli. Three of them is very famous, Rupa, Sanatana and Anupam, because they three of them are follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are great Vaishnavas. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Rupa Sanatan in Ramkeli, it was about Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then after taking sannyas he came to Bengal, because he was planning to go Vrindavan through Bengal. Actual purpose was to deliver Rupa and Sanatan from their worldly life and accept them as his disciple. So when it is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakara, Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli and to meet Rupa and Sanatan, that time Jiva Goswami was a small child, about maybe 10 years old. Sri Jivadi Sangopane Prabhu ke dekhila. Bhakti Ratnakara Prathama Taranga, first wave of Bhakti Ratnakara is described that when Mahaprabhu met Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva Goswami was also present there. He was about 10, 11 years old, small boy. Sri Jivadi Sangopane, with Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva Goswami was also there. But later on, Rupa Goswami first left his home after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Sanatana also left. Then Jiva Goswami remained in home under care of his mother. But he was a very talented boy. From very beginning, he learned everything very fast. His teachers were astonished to see such a brilliant memory, Goswami. After finishing his education, he was always thinking, he was in a morose condition because thinking about his father and also about his uncles Rupa Sanatan. Anupam also left with Rupa Goswami. And in the meantime, Anupam also left his body in Banaras. But Jiva Goswami was, from childhood, he was a worshipper of Krishna Balaram. His father, parents, they gave him a deity, Krishna Balaram deity. And he was always worshipping them with great devotion. And it is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakara that one day when he was worshipping Krishna, he was lamenting and after worshipping Krishna Balaram, thinking about his future, what will be his future life. His father has died, his uncles were in Vrindavan, what is his duty, like that he was in front of Krishna Balaram, he was crying, and he was about going to be evening, then he was just fainted, and in dream he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and that Mahaprabhu in the same scene, when Mahaprabhu came to their village, and Jiva Goswami with his uncles took darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and immediately he saw that Mahaprabhu, suddenly his huge Sankirtan party. Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda were chanting and dancing, Adaita Acharya Sivas, and even his own uncles were chanting and dancing, he is also there, seeing that whole Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sankirtan pastime. He was very pleased. But suddenly the dream, the Mahaprabhu and all the Sankirtan pastimes all disappear. But he became very morose. He started crying like anything. How can I, just like Narottama Sakur say, where is suddenly that great dancer Gauranga has gone? So knowing his mind, it mentioned that Krishna Balaram gave him the path, they are in deity form, but same time they gave him their darshan, sakhyat darshan, Krishna Balaram gave him. And suddenly he saw Krishna Balaram is in front of him, then they transform into Gaur Nitai. So again Gaurinitai again become Krishna Balaram. So now Jiva Goswami is convinced that there is no difference between Gaurinitai and Krishna Balaram. The same Krishna Balaram is appeared in this Kali Yuga as Gaurinitai. So he, though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that time in Puri, but Nityananda Prabhu was that time in Navadip, in Sivas Thakur's house. So Jiva Goswami just run to Navadip, telling something to his mother that I am going to learn more, to meet some scholarly persons in Navadip, like that I have to learn more. But his original purpose is to meet Nityananda. He came to Sivasangan and just seeing Nityananda, he just fell down at his feet with full dandavat pranam, and tears are flowing like torrents of rain from his eyes. Nityananda Prabhu become very merciful. He just put his feet on head of Jiva Goswami. Then he wake him up and embrace him. He recognized Jiva. Then he stay a few days in Sivasangan with Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami for a Navadip Mandal Parikrama. That is Navadip Mandal Parikrama, that is Bhakti Vinod Thakur is writing. That is the first Navadip Mandal Parikrama that is Nityananda Prabhu took to whom? Jiva Goswami, to saw the pastime places of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So it's very fortunate. Personally Nityananda Prabhu saw him so much mercy. Then after Navadip Mandal Parikrama, Nityananda Prabhu told, okay, Jiva, your place is Vrindavan. Because Prabhu kahe sigre braje karah prayan tomar vangse prabhu diya chena se isthan. You have to quickly go to Vrindavan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave that place Vrindavan for your family. Your uncles are there already, and you go and join them and help them. What Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave task to them, write scriptures, to excavate the different holy places and establish deity worship, like all these things. You go quickly to Vrindavan. So getting order from Nityananda Prabhu, Jiva Goswami came to Vrindavan. That time he was about 20 years old, about 18 years old. Then he came in between. In Banaras he stayed about 2 years. He learned from about Vedanta philosophy from Madhusudan Vachaspati. Madhusudan Vachaspati was a disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya taught the same thing to his disciple Madhusudan Vachaspati. So Jiva Goswami learned all philosophy and from Madhusudan Vachaspati, then he came to Vrindavan and he took shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. Particularly he took initiation from Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was his spiritual master. He took initiation from Rupa Goswami and he was helping him in writing and editing books. Jiva Goswami is a very scholarly person, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered different Goswamis in different way. He is for Sambandha Jnana, he empowered Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami specifically is told that he is very humble for humility. For devotional service, bhakti, to write the scriptures and pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami was empowered. For deity worship, specifically, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is empowered. For Srimad Bhagavatam, who is empowered? Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He was the, when six Goswami was sitting to hear Bhagavatam, then who was in Vyasasana to read Bhagavatam? Raghunath Bhatta. He is specially empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to recite Bhagavatam and explaining Bhagavatam. To hearing his Atam, the king of Jaipur, he becomes his disciple. Following the order of Raghunath Bhatta, he built that big Govinda Dev temple. So, and Raghunath Das was empowered for renunciation. No one can imitate Raghunath Das in renunciation. Eating just one cup of buttermilk, he spent 48 hours. So that, and this particularly Jiva Goswami is empowered for his scholarship. He's such a scholar, Prabhupada told it, in even entire India it is very rare to find a scholar like Jiva Goswami. He was a very scholarly person. It is said that he composed Sanskrit verses in glorifying Lord. As Vyasadeva has composed the verses, about more than 4 lakh verses or 500,000 verses. Prabhupada is writing in purport about 500,000 verses he composed. So he was staying with the Rama Radha Damodar, the same place where Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir Samadhi and Jiva Goswami Samadhi also there. And he was staying, Rupa Goswami was staying there and Jiva Goswami was with him. And one time when Jiva Goswami was composing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and as a disciple, Jiva Goswami is standing just, it was a hot day, just beside and just fanning him, to fanning Rupa Goswami, his guru, spiritual master. Suddenly, Ballabha Bhatt or Ballabha Acharya, he came to see Rupa Goswami. Just you, Radha Damodar temple, just walk ahead, you will see Radha Vrindavana Chandra Mandir, that is the Ballabha Acharya's place where he was staying. Ballabha Acharya has some relation with Rupa Goswami, because Rupa Goswami visited to his village earlier gram when in Allahabad with Mahaprabhu. Rupa also went to his house, and in Puri also when Ballabha went to Puri to see Mahaprabhu to show his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Tika, that time Rupa Goswami also in Puri, he went with Mahaprabhu to house of Ballabha Acharya in Puri also. So they have some relation. So Ballabha Acharya came to see Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami was writing Nectar of Devotion, and he took some pages and started reading. Then he told Rupa, yes, I find something is a mistake in your writing, I may correct it after. Rupa Goswami feel okay, he smiled, and he feel good because he is an elderly person, he was giving respect to him. But Jiva Goswami was fanning, he could not tolerate. He told, how can there be any mistake in the writing of my Gurudev, Rupa Goswami? He is above 4 mistakes of a conditioned soul. How can he commit any mistake? And how is this person, who is this person, is telling there is something mistake? She could not tolerate. Just when Ballabha Acharya left, then Jiva Goswami just followed him. Went to Jamuna. He was going to take bath in Jamuna. He was followed him, just in clue of bringing some water or something. Then he asked to, in bank of Jamuna, when he met Ballabha Acharya, then paying him obeisance, told, oh, Prabhu, you told that my Gurudev was writing something and there is some mistakes. Can you tell what is the mistake? Where is the mistake? Because Ballabha Acharya was in Vatsalya Ras. He is thinking Mother Jasoda's love is even higher than Radharani's love. But our parampara, Mahaprabhu's teaching is Radharani's love is topmost. So anyhow, then there is some debate, talk between Ballabha Acharya and Jiva Goswami. It's long discussion. And finally Ballabha Acharya was forced to be defeated by Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami defeated all his arguments, he cut. So then Ballabha Acharya come back to Rupa Goswami again and pay him obeisances. They told Rupa Goswami immediately pay him obeisances. He told, who is that boy who was fanning you, just standing beside you? He told, that boy, Si Jiva Nama Sishya Mara Bhataratanai. His name is Jiva, and he is my disciple and also my nephew. So Ballabha Acharya told, he is not an ordinary Jiva. He is not an ordinary Jiva. Today, whatever I told you, that is actually I have to correct myself. There is no mistake in his writing. And this Jiva is, he defeated me, or he cut all my arguments. And he is such extraordinary, talented boy, I never seen in my lifetime. But then he left. Then after some time Jiva Goswami came, just from Jamuna. Then Rupa Goswami became very angry. He told, you took this renunciation in an immature age. Now you get out from me. I don't want to see your face. Thing is, Tunadapi, Sunichena, Tororopi, Sahisuna, Amanina, Amanadena, Kirtaniya, Sadahari. He is an elderly Vaishnava. I am giving him respect. You could not tolerate a single word whatever he said. You went and argued with him. And he came and he praised you to me. This is too much. How can I accept you as my disciple? You are still an ego. You are so proud and ego. Get out from me. So this Bhakti Ratnakara, it is described very nicely by that time is shut. Anyhow, so Jiva Goswami is forced to leave Rupa Goswami. Goswami not compromise. He told, get out from me. I don't want to see your face. Why you disrespect to such elderly Vaishnava? So anyhow, Jiva Goswami then left Rupa Goswami and he was staying in Nanda Ghat. In Parikrama you go, Nanda Ghat. He went there and he was staying there, just in the bank of Jamuna. And he was not going for Madhukari or anything. He's doing his bhajan and at that time he wrote, composed Sat Sadanva, the famous writing of Jiva Goswami. Six sandarbhas. The Tattva Sandarbha, Bhagavata Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Sri Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha and Priti Sandarbha. These six sandarbhas he composed those days, sitting in bank of Jamuna, in Nandaghat. He was not going Madhukari, some people saw the Brajavasi, there is some sadhu is sitting here, and he is not going anywhere. So they, sometimes people bring some milk, something he just drink. And one time, because Sanatana Goswami also traveling different places, in Braja, he came to those area for Madhukari. He said, Goswami, you are every day, they were begging seven family. Their rule is, they go to seven family. Whatever they get, that they maintain themselves in that day. They do not go again and again the same family. So Sanatana Goswami was there in Nandaghat. And in front of one Brajavasi's house, he has chanted Radhe, Radhe. He is expecting some alms. It is very wrong. Sometimes people think that Goswami are just begging bread and eating. Not like that. Sanatana Goswami was collecting what? Wheat flour. And he was putting in water, wheat and putting water and making some balls and putting in fire. Then he offering to Madan Mohan. Then he took the prasad. But now it is very easy. Go to Mataji, directly roti, give roti. Goswami is not like that. So Sanatana Goswami is asking, sir, some arm standing in front of the door. Then Mataji told, okay, she was cleaning his floor. He told, okay, with cow dung and mud. He told, okay, maybe I will coming after 2 minutes. Maybe that sadhu may stand there 2 minutes. Then again, like 2-3 minutes passed, then he again gave her warning, Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe. Then the old lady told, where is this Baba is coming from, just riding a horse? We have such a nice Baba here in the bank of Jamuna, he is not begging to anyone. Sanatana, these words are come just enter in ear of Sanatana Goswami. He told, who is that Baba? Who is not even begging to anyone for his food? When the lady come for giving alm, he told, oh Mataji, can you show me your Baba? Where is he staying? Who never go for begging? So then the old lady took him to bank of Jamuna, and Sanatana when saw this Baba, he is none other than his own nephew Jiva. Jiva Goswami seeing Sanatana, he simply cry, fell down at his feet. Actually Jiva Goswami was suffering from some stomach disease that time, because sometimes he get milk, he drinking milk, and sometimes when nothing is there, he just put some mud or some with Jamuna water and just drink. So eating these mods like that, he has developed some disease in stomach. Sanatana become very, Maharaj, he was just here also, took immediately Jiva with him and come to Rupa Goswami. See, hiding, keeping Jiva in backside, hiding. Told Jiva, have you finished your Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Then Rupa Goswami told, no, yet, not yet. If Jiva is with me, I could finish this more earlier. So, just bring Jiva in front of him. And seeing him, tears also flows from Rupa Goswami's eyes and Jiva Goswami also crying. And immediately Rupa Goswami embraced Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami paid full dandavat to Rupa Goswami. Then Sanatana Goswami chastised whom? Rupa Goswami. Don't do again like this. You have no right to kick him out. Because Mahaprabhu gave power to Sanatana Goswami to supervise all Goswamis in Vrindavan. So anyhow, in this way, Jiva Goswami again come to Rupa Goswami and he was serving very nicely. He was such a scholar, even Rupa and Sanatana, whatever they are writing, they gave Jiva Goswami for editing. Jiva Goswami is editing books. Whatever Rupa Goswami writing or Sanatana Goswami, that editing is done by Jiva Goswami. So, another many stories like with Jiva Goswami. One time one Digvijay Pandit, like Kesava Kashmiri in Mahaprabhu's time, one Digvijay Pandit came and he went to Rupa Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami told, I am a Digvijay Pandit. I have conquered all over India, all Pandit. So he saw so many signatures of Pandits. He told, if you sign also, or if you want to argue with me, have a debate about Shastra, then let's sit in a debate and discuss. Then Rupa Sanatana was very humble. They told, no, we are very small. We are very small. We don't have any knowledge like you. Whatever you want, what you want, then you sign my khata easy, my note sign. Rupa Sanatana very easily signed there, gave signature that, yes, we are defeated with this Pandit. Taking signature from Rupa and Sanatana, he went to whom? Went to Jiva Goswami. He saw this Rupa, told Jiva Goswami, I heard you are also a great scholar here. A signature of your guru, Rupa Goswami, and your uncle Sanatana, they signed that they are defeated from me. You signed also, otherwise get prepared to argue with me. Rupa Goswami immediately chastised him. He could not tolerate how he deal with Rupa and Sanatana. Because his spiritual master is Rupa Goswami. He told, sit down immediately. So immediately just with a few minutes he was defeated by Jiva Goswami. Then he ran away from Braja. Prabhupada told some people criticize Jiva Goswami for this. Because why Jiva Goswami, even Rupa Sanatana, they are followed the principle of Trunadevi Sunichana Tarorupi Sai Sunamanina Manadena. But Jiva Goswami did not follow that principle. He always ready to argue with peoples. To defeat them. But Prabhupada gave the commentary that this is wrong. One can tolerate for himself. But how can one tolerate the blasphemy of his guru and superior Vaishnavas? That time he must be like Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who has preached this principle, but when Madhai injured Prabhu by throwing a stone, then immediately same Gauranga Mahaprabhu came like fire. He wanted to immediately kill Jagai and Madhai. So that's why Jiva Goswami, when defeated this Digvijay Pandit, or you argue with Balavacharya, that is not fault in part of Jiva Goswami. That is not for himself. He did for prestige of his guru. So in this way, one time Rupa Goswami saw a dream that Krishna himself or Damodar himself is telling him, you must give some deity worship to your disciple. Who? Jiva Goswami. Because all other Goswamis have their deity and Jiva Goswami did not have his personal deity. स्वप्नादेशे सिरूप श्री राधा दामोदरे सोहस्ते निर्माण करी दिला श्री जीवरे भक्ति रत्नाकर स्टेलिंग नरहरि सरकार ठाकुर को स्टेलिंग दट इन ए ड्रीम दामोदर हिमसेल्फ गेव ऑर्डर टू रूप गोस्वामी यू मस्ट बिल्ट ए डेटी एंड गिव देम नेम व्हाट दामोदर राधा दामोदर डेटी देन यू टू गिव इट टू यर्स डिसाइपल जीव गोस्वामी फॉर वर्शिप बिकॉज जीव गोस्वामी हैव डेवलप्ड सम डिजायर टू वर्शिप सम डेटी सो देन रूप इट इज टोल्ड दैट राधा दामोदर डेटी इज पर्सनली कार्व्ड बाय रूप गोस्वामी फॉर जीव गोस्वामी देन ही गेव दिस राधा दामोदर डेटी टू जीव गोस्वामी फॉर वर्शिप एंड जीव गोस्वामी वॉज ऑल्सो वेरी मच अटैच टू राधा दामोदर ही पर्सनली इन हिज ओन हैंड ही ऑलवेज सर्व देम ही डेकोरेट देम ही डिड अभिषेक कुक फॉर देम दो ही वॉज सो मच बिजी बट स्टिल ही पर्सनली कुक फॉर राधा दामोदर व्हेन फॉर सम वर्क और समवेयर सम आउटसाइड इट इज सेड दैट राधा दामोदर कॉल्ड हिम बैक इन ड्रीम कम सून दे सो क्लोज रिलेशन बिटवीन बोथ ऑफ देम इन दिस वे जीव गोस्वामी स्पेंड अबाउट 65 ईयर्स इन ब्रजमंडल एंड आफ्टर रूप गोस्वामी एंड सनातन गोस्वामी डिसअपियर ही बिकम द आचार्य फॉर होल गौड़िया संप्रदाय बोध वृंदावन एंड नवदीप एंड ही इज ऑल्सो नॉट ओनली ए ग्रेट स्कॉलर ही वॉज ऑल्सो ए ग्रेट प्रीचर ही वॉज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग थ्री पर्सनैलिटी वॉज टेकिंग इंस्ट्रक्शन और टेकिंग एजुकेशन अंडर हिम श्रीनिवास आचार्य एंड श्यामानंद एक्चुअली जीव गोस्वामी गेव देम टाइटल ही गेव ठाकुर टाइटल टू नरोत्तम दास बिकॉज नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर इज ग्रेट पोएट ही इज ए कवि ही इज ए कंपोजिंग सो नाइसली डिवोशनल सॉन्ग्स जस्ट लाइक वी आर टॉकिंग इट इज कमिंग फ्रॉम इन प्रोज फॉर्म बट हुए नरोत्तम दास स्पीक समथिंग इट कम्स इन पोएट्री फॉर्म नो वन कैन बिकम ए कवि बाय हिज ओन एंडेवर इट इज इनबॉर्न क्वालिटी सो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर वॉज ए ग्रेट पोएट एंड डिवोटी सो जीव गोस्वामी गेव हिम टाइटल सिंग हिज क्वालिटी ठाकुर महाशय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर महाशय यू आर डिसाइपल ऑफ लोकनाथ गोस्वामी एंड श्रीनिवास आचार्य इज ग्रेट स्कॉलर इन श्रीमद भागवतम एमंग थ्री ऑफ देम ही इज द स्कॉलर इन श्रीमद भागवतम दैट्स व्हाई जीव गोस्वामी गेव हिम टाइटल आचार्य एंड श्यामानंद ही नेम वॉज दुखी कृष्णदास कृष्णदास इज गुरु गेव हिम नेम एंड फ्रॉम हिज फैमिली हिज पेरेंट्स वेर कॉलिंग हिम दुखी सो दुखी कृष्णदास सो व्हेन श्यामानंद गेट द स्पेशल मार्शिप बाय ब्रूमिंग 12 ईयर्स इन सेवा अट्रैक्टेड फॉर हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड गेव पर्सनल दर्शन देन जीव गोस्वामी टोल्ड हु विल कॉल यू अगेन दुखी कृष्णदास यू आर सच ए पर्सनैलिटी पर्सनली फेवर्ड बाय श्यामा और राधा यू मस्ट बी नोन एज श्यामानंद देन when they perfected in their sadhana then Jiva Goswami asked them now the time for what preaching now your theoretical knowledge is nothing you have to do it in practice also practice you go take all these Goswami literatures and go Odisha Bengal and Bihar you preach this every year distribute these books that's why the first book distribution party also organized Jiva Goswami That time there was no Sankirtan bus like, but that time there was bullock carts. Bullock carts, then they made very nice box, wooden boxes, and put books. These books are handwritten. They are not printed. They are handwritten. Handwritten books by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, like all Goswami literatures. They put an inside box and he sent them, go and distribute. That's why he is also a great preacher. He think about the first, about the book distribution. Who? Jiva Goswami. And he made Srinivas Acharya as the leader of the party. And two assistants? Who? Narottam and Shyamananda. We are thinking the book distribution is the work of new devotees. No. This is the work of the most perfect Vaishnavas. They are even the Siddhas. They are not Sadhakas. Narottama, Srinivas and Shyamananda. They are already in topmost platform of Paramahansa Vaishnavas. But still they took the scriptures and went for distributing them. And there's a long story how the books are stolen in the border of Bihar and Bengal by Bir Hamir, Bona Vishnupur, the village name. And later on, Srinivas Acharya recovered this, all everything. So in this way, Jiva Goswami is very scholarly person. He was not for puja mana pratishtha. You see, these three scholarly persons came to him for sikhya, but he never considered, he took personally whom? Srinivas Acharya to take initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he took personally Narottama Das Thakur to Lokanath Goswami for initiation. So he was very elevated Vaishnava Acharya, and in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, his teachers, his teachings and his invaluable treasure for us. By reading his book Satsandarbha, even Baladaya Vidyabhushan, he was before a Ramanandi Vaishnava, Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava, but reading six Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami, he converted himself to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Again become a Gaudiya Vaishnava, and wrote Govinda Bhashya. So anyhow, so in brief, I spoke about Jiva Goswami, and today is also Jagadish Pandit as a disappearance. Jagadisha Pandita Haya Jagata Pavana Krishna Prema Amrita Varsa Jaina Varsakhana. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jagadish Pandit, the 15th branch of Lord Nityananda's followers, was the deliverer of the entire world. Devotional love of Krishna showered from him like torrents of rain. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anuvasya, descriptions of Jagadish Pandit are available from the Chaitanya Bhagavata Adikhanda, chapter 6, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 14. He belonged to the village of Jasodagram in the district of Nadia, Chakadaha railway station. His father, the son of Bhatta Narayan, was named Kamalakhya. Both his father and mother were great devotees of Lord Vishnu, and after their death, Jagadish with his wife Dukhini and brother Mahesh left his birthplace and came to Sri Mayapur to live in company of Jagannath Mishra and other Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya asked Jagadish to go to Jagannath Puri to preach the Harinam Sankirtan movement. After returning from Jagannath Puri, on the order of Lord Jagannath, he established deity of Jagannath in the village of Jasodagram. It is said that when Jagadish Pandit brought the deity of Jagannath to Jasodagram, he tied the heavy deity to a stick and thus brought him to the village. The priest of the temple still saw the stick used by the Jagadish Pandit to carry the Jagannath deity from Jagannath Puri. So anyhow, Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit, just like here is information is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat Adilila 6th chapter. Description is about Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. They are two brothers. When Nimai was a small baby, when he start crying or something, then what is the easiest way to stop him? Do Harinam Sankirtan. When people chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare, Nimai automatically pacified. But one such day, it was Ekadasi day, and Nimai was started crying suddenly. Then all the ladies, they get together, they chant and then they Hare Krishna Kirtan, they do so many things. But to that day, he was not pacified. Nimai was still crying, crying, crying. Then Jagannath Mishra and Sachi took Nimai to a secluded place. Why you are crying? What do you want? Whatever you want, we will give you. Stop crying. Then Nimai told, okay, you are ready to give me. Actually, if you want to see me alive, otherwise I'll give up my life by crying. You have to give me something. What you want? Now today is Ekadasi. And there are two brothers, who? Jagadish and Hiranya. And Navadip, they are doing Ekadasi fasting. They are observing Ekadasi fasting. But in their house, there is Vishnu Murti, or Bal Gopal. They are worshipper of Lord Vishnu. They cooked so many prasadam today for their deity, about 56 bhog. So many items they cooked. They're cooking so many items for their deity. I want to eat all this bhoga, naivedya. The word naivedya is mentioned there. Naivedya means not, it is not even offered to deity. I want to eat all this these bhogas. Everyone understands, started laughing. Okay. How this small boy, he understood that today is Ekadasi, and this Jagadish and Hiranya, they are fasting today, and they have so many preparations. He is telling you something impossible. How can one guy, he eat bhogas? He should be offered, and after that he can prasadam. But then Nimai started again crying. Then Jagannath means, don't cry. I am going personally. Then Jagannath Mishra went personally to. Prabhupada mentioned in purport there, in another purport, that it about 2 mile distance from Jagannath Mishra's house to Jagadish Pandit's house. Still he went. And when he explained what is going on in his home, how Nimai is crying from morning, he's not stopping, and he told that you two brothers are fasting today, Ekadasi, and he cooked so many things for your Gopal. He wants to eat all this. So Jagadish and Hiranya, they are devotees. They told, Nimai is so beautiful. Have we never seen a baby like that? He looks like Madan Mohan. It is understood that definitely Bal Gopal is within his body. Bal Gopal is personally speaking through Nimai. He wants to eat. Okay, they become very happy. He took all items and come. They bring everything for Nimai. And seeing them, Nimai become very happy and started eating all preparations. They call his small boyfriends, come. They all together made a very nice feast. They eat, throwing and eating, dancing. Then Nimai, like this, Nimai shows special mercy to whom? Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. So, same Jagadish, when Mahaprabhu was in Navadip, he told, before taking sannyas, he told one day, Jagadish, you go Jagannath Puri. And you go and preach there holy name. You preach there Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Ram. I gave you this special service. Go to Jagannath Puri and stay there and preach holy name. So Jagadish Pandit, following Mahaprabhu's instruction, came to Puri. And he spent there a few years, and he gradually developed his attachment to Lord Jagannath. So every day he was coming to Jagannath temple, taking darshan and eating Mahaprasad. Then whole day he chant and dance. And whomever is he, ask them to also chant and dance with him. Like this he was preaching. Suddenly Mahaprabhu sent message that Jagadish, now you have to come back to Navadip. We need here for your preaching to help Nityananda. Jagadish Pandit as an associate is mentioned in both as Gauranga Parsad and also as Nityananda Parsad. Places in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, his name is mentioned. So anyhow, so now Jagadish was thinking, how can I leave Jagannath? I have so much attachment for Jagannath. How can Mahaprabhu send this message? This is very heavy for me to hear, to leave Jagannath. I cannot leave Jagannath. Whole night he was crying, oh Jagannath, what offense I have committed at your feet, you are kicking me out from your lotus feet. So anyhow, Jagannath came in dream. He told, oh Jagadish, don't don't become morass, don't become unhappy. There is no difference between me and Gauranga. We are same personality. So anyhow, if you want to see me in this particular Jagannath form, okay, I am giving order to the king and the head pujari. They will give my deity that is already they buried in where? Under the soil, in earth, under earth. Because like this Jagannath deity, it was changed every like 12 years or 14 years. Then now there are some systems. Just like the in year when the two Asadha month came in the same year, that day, that year, that Navakalevar or Purushottam month came in Asad, with Asad, Purushottam month also came together. That 2 month, as two Asadha, that year the body of Jagannath changed. So Jagannath told my previous body was buried underneath the soil, it is exactly as it is before. Now I am giving order to king, he has to recover the deity underneath earth and he will give you. And he will take it to your home and he will see they are every day to me. Jagdish is telling, how can I take this heavy deity? Then saw the deity, the same day Jagannath gave in dream, told to the king of Puri. This never happened like this before. First time Jagannath giving a order to king, you have to recover the old deity and give to someone. So the king also searched who is Jagadish Pandit, who is Jagadish Pandit came. Then it was Jagannath's order, so they recovered the deity underneath the earth. And he was so big, heavy, 7 feet, more than 7 feet high, Jagannath deity. And it is about 20 persons used to carry the deity from just to transfer. So what can he do now? Then Jagadish Pandit was thinking, how can I take this deity from Puri to Bengal? His village is what is Jasoda Gram village in Nadia district. So how can I take there? Then Jagannath told him, don't worry. Next night he told, don't worry. You just tied me with a rope and just hang it in a big stick in end. And you just put the stick on your shoulder, you will find no weight. You just walk like just like you are walking with one stick. You will not feel any weight. But don't look back. Take me like this and up until you reach your house, Bengal, don't look back. If you look back, then I will be there. So anyhow, so Jagadish now followed the instruction of Jagannath, then he took deity. Even if you go to now to Jasoda Gram, few years back we went there to that village with Vaishnava Maharaj and Bhakti Rasanath Maharaj. We went there and we saw the deity there. Very heavy deity, huge deity, like in Jagannath Puri. No one can take one, it is 20 people want to just, need to just, to just wake it up. Too heavy. But Jagadish Pandit, by mercy of Jagannath, he took with a stick, just holding, tightening him in that end of the stick, and he took Jagannath from Jagannath Puri to where? To Bengal. 1,000 kilometers, maybe 1,100 kilometers. Just like Sakhi Gopal went to give witness for the Chota Vipra. So Jagannath, the Jagadish Pandit is such an elevated devotee of the Lord. And this Prabhupada writing in purport, even today, you go to that temple, the pujari will show this original stick, which was used by Jagadish Pandit to carry whom? Jagannath. Carrying Jagannath from Puri to Bengal. Okay? Time is over. Briefly I spoke about Jiva Goswami and Jagadish Pandit. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Vaishnava Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.